introverts and extroverts. In classrooms and social gatherings, it often seems like extroverts dominate, but appearances can be deceiving. Introverts, who focus inward on their thoughts, are just as common in society as extroverts, who thrive on social interactions and external stimuli. These traits are evenly distributed among people. Psychologist C.G. Jung first introduced the terms extrovert and introvert to describe two basic personality types. Extroverts are outgoing and gain energy from socializing, while introverts recharge through quiet reflection. Extroverts tend to be decisive and vocal, while introverts are more reserved, preferring listening to speaking and carefully considering their actions. Surprisingly, about 47 to 55% of the U.S. population are introverts, showing they are far from a minority. Even in fields like business and politics, often seen as domains for extroverts, around 40% of executives identify as introverts. Historical figures like President Abraham Lincoln exemplified introverted traits, finding solace in solitary activities like reading. Introverts and extroverts each bring unique strengths to society, challenging the notion that one temperament is more prevalent or advantageous than the other. How introverts can shine in meetings. In a crucial meeting where everyone wants to share their ideas, introverts can find it hard to stand out. If you're quiet, your ideas might not get noticed, and the loud and outspoken people might grab the boss's attention instead. For instance, you might have a great solution for a marketing problem but hesitate to speak up. If you stay quiet, your ideas might get lost and you could miss out on important opportunities. It's not just about meetings. If you keep a low profile, you might be overlooked for new projects or promotions. Your boss might not have the time to find the best person for a task, so they'll likely choose someone who has recently made a good impression. If an extrovert and an introvert are both doing well, the extrovert's visibility might get them the promotion. To avoid this, you need to make sure your boss notices your work and achievements. The next time you interact with your boss, consider giving a subtle nudge about your achievements. Solitude for introverts in the workplace. Introverts' need for alone time can sometimes work against them, especially in office settings. While many people prefer to work alone occasionally, introverts need this solitude more regularly. In environments designed for extroverts, like open offices, constant meetings, and group projects, it can be difficult for introverts to find the quiet they require to recharge. This need for solitude often requires careful effort and diplomacy to explain, as extroverted colleagues may not understand it. For example, some extroverts might misinterpret an introvert's desire to work alone as rejection or unfriendliness. Additionally, introverts often hesitate to engage in informal social activities between meetings, which can lead to missed opportunities. These casual interactions, like networking during a golf outing, often involve key decisions or valuable exchanges. For instance, an introverted account executive skipped golfing with colleagues on a business trip to recharge. Later, he found out that major decisions had been made during that activity. So, does this mean introverts should just force themselves to socialize more? Not necessarily. Going too long without alone time can hurt their energy and productivity. Introverts perform best when they have time to recharge. If they lack solitude, they may become exhausted, less productive, and even experience stress-related issues like headaches or back pain. For introverts, being stuck in constant group settings is just as draining as an extrovert working alone all day. If you're an introvert, plan your alone time carefully to ensure you can stay productive and maintain your well-being. Needs of introverts in the workplace. Extroverts often misunderstand cautious, quiet, and reserved colleagues. Imagine you're an introvert. When your boss assigns you a task, you might retreat to your office, take your time, and focus deeply on completing the assignment. 2 weeks later, during a staff evaluation, you're surprised to find yourself criticized for being too slow or aloof. Misinterpretations like this are common for introverts. One reason introverts are often seen as slow thinkers is their habit of carefully planning their responses to ensure they give the best answer. Extroverts, on the other hand, tend to speak up quickly, sharing the first idea that comes to mind. This difference in communication styles can cause extroverts to perceive introverts as slower. For example, consider two equally smart students, one extrovert and one introvert. In a science class, the extrovert quickly suggests a great idea for the science fair, while the introvert takes time to double-check her thoughts before speaking up. The result? The introvert might seem slower and, unfairly, less intelligent by comparison. Introverts can also be mistakenly labeled as cold or aloof. This happens because they are less likely to openly express their emotions, focusing more on processing feelings internally. For example, if someone experiences a loss, an introverted colleague may empathize deeply but become quiet, which might seem like indifference. Since extroverts naturally express their emotions more openly, they may assume an introvert is either insensitive or withholding emotions out of dislike for the team. This misunderstanding can lead extroverts to believe introverts are cold-hearted or disconnected, which can harm workplace relationships. If you notice a colleague takes time to speak or prefers being quiet, don't rush to conclusions. They might just be introverted. Benefits of thinking before you speak. Do you take a moment to think before speaking? Do you weigh the pros and cons of your words? If so, you might be introverted. While some may misunderstand your hesitation, this habit can be a huge advantage. Why? Because thinking before speaking helps you avoid making embarrassing mistakes. In certain professions, a single wrong word could cost your job, such as if you're a press spokesman, a politician, or a diplomat. For instance, imagine a diplomat impulsively commenting on a first lady's unusual hat. That mistake could cause unnecessary problems. Another benefit of thoughtful speech is that when your statements are well-reasoned, people take them more seriously. By carefully processing your thoughts before sharing, you improve the quality of your statements and gain respect. For example, in a panel discussion, presenting clear arguments, relevant data, and counterpoints makes you look more credible than someone who speaks a lot but adds no value. Additionally, when people see that you're not impulsive, they trust you more. This can lead to receiving important, confidential information. For instance, your boss might reveal they've applied for another job. Knowing this could help you stand out and prepare to take their place. Thinking before speaking not only improves your communication, but also builds trust and opens up opportunities. The power of observant introverts. Judy, a quiet 4-year-old, rarely plays with her peers. However, she is a brilliant observer and knows exactly what activities and playmates her peers prefer. Most introverts, like Judy, are great observers because they often don't join in games, banter, or discussions. Instead, they stay on the fringes and watch interactions closely. For example, while Judy might be reluctant to play tag, she spends her time observing the action. She notices who giggles nervously before being caught and which children cooperate to divert the chaser. This attention to detail also makes many introverts great listeners. When they listen, they truly focus on the ideas being shared and are less distracted than extroverts, who might be thinking of witty replies. As a result, introverts become well-practiced listeners. If you had fraternal twins, one a talkative extrovert and the other an introverted listener, by age 8, the introvert would have more listening practice than the extrovert. But why are these skills important? Observational and listening skills are crucial for being a great leader. By listening and observing, a leader gains useful information about their team's needs. For instance, they'll know the specific motivation that can help a team member overcome a dry spell and improve overall performance. Good listening skills also help build rapport with customers and superiors, as people feel respected and valued when they are listened to attentively. Effective networking for introverts. Meeting the right people and nurturing relationships are essential for a leader's success. But does this mean introverts have to spend their workdays in team meetings and their evenings collecting business cards? The tension between introverts and traditional networking arises because extroverts and introverts prefer different types of interaction. Extroverts enjoy small talk, while introverts prefer deep conversations. For introverts, networking often involves too much small talk, which they find hard to connect with. However, there are better ways for introverts to network, like using networking websites. This suits introverts because many prefer to communicate through writing, which they can do quietly from their cubicle. Many introverts are also good writers and can make strong first impressions via email or messaging. Online, introverts can think through and revise everything they want to say. One-on-one conversations. Another effective way for introverts to network is to focus on one-on-one conversations. This allows them to get to know the other person deeply and build rapport by adapting to each person's needs. For example, they can learn how the other person thinks, whether they prefer abstract concepts or a hands-on approach. In a focused one-on-one conversation, people are also more likely to open up and share useful details. Lastly, introverts can connect with people who might stay quiet in team meetings, maybe other introverts, because they'll seem more present and approachable in a one-on-one setting. The challenges and opportunities for introverted leaders. In 100 years, offices might disappear, with everyone working from home and socializing online. This could be the era of the introverts. But for now, introverted leaders need to step out of their comfort zones to thrive in our extroverted world. Staying comfortable means avoiding many interactions. Introverts often dislike the limelight, so they avoid public speaking. They might skip unofficial gatherings with colleagues to enjoy solitary time and avoid small talk. Also, they might prefer emailing urgent messages instead of calling, as they find writing easier than talking. However, accepting these interactions is crucial for an introverted leader's career. Leaders need to educate their teams, represent their companies, and present ideas publicly, all of which involve public speaking. Unofficial gatherings offer great chances to form helpful alliances, learn about the team, and build rapport. Finally, emailing is a poor way to share important news, as emails can be delayed or missed. Small talk for introverts. Some people struggle so much with small talk, they think they lack the small talk gene. But they're wrong. Everyone can learn small talk. For introverts, it's especially tough, and avoiding it can make them seem rude, unfriendly, or incompetent, which can hurt their careers. However, if introverts prepare for small talk ahead of time, they can become confident and stop avoiding it. They can, for example, prepare backup topics, entertaining anecdotes, and general open-ended questions to use when needed. Preparation also helps introverts respond faster and avoid being underestimated. Introverts often take their time to come up with well-thought-out answers. But if they anticipate and think about likely questions before a meeting, they can respond quickly when needed. Introverts benefit from not only preparation, but also from regularly practicing small talk and public speaking, two key parts of being a good leader. Like preparation, practice can help overcome the challenges of being an introverted leader. Maybe you lack public speaking practice because you avoid the spotlight, or you avoid small talk because you prefer deep conversations. But if you practice things you don't naturally do, like making small talk, you'll gradually get used to them. It's like a right-handed person practicing painting with their left hand. Eventually, it'll stop feeling awkward. Practice also helps you add tools to your communication skills, like raising your voice or dramatically whispering during a speech to emphasize a key point. This is especially important when preparation isn't possible, like when you need to give great ad-lib presentations. Key points. 1. Introverts and extroverts have different personality traits, with introverts focusing inward and extroverts thriving on social interactions. 2. Introverts make up a significant portion of the population, even in fields traditionally dominated by extroverts. 3. In meetings, introverts may struggle to stand out, but can increase visibility by subtly highlighting their work. 4. Introverts need solitude to recharge, but open office environments can make this challenging. 5. Introverts tend to think before speaking, which helps avoid mistakes and adds credibility. 6. Good listening and observation skills make introverts effective leaders and communicators. 7. Introverts can network effectively through one-on-one conversations and online platforms where they feel more comfortable.